Welcome to VMworld.
Wow, it's finally here.
See?
I am profoundly dumbfounded.
Booyah!
That's exciting.
Let's do this.
What is virtualization?
You're gonna learn today.
Innovate like a startup, deliver like an enterprise.
I hope you're coffeeed up and ready because it's gonna be a great day.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pedro Lero and John Nicholson.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Virtually Speaking Podcast, episode number 87. My name is Pete Fletcher, a.k.a. Pedro Arrow, and joining me once again is Mr. John Nicholson. John, you ready for VMworld?
I'm so excited.
I'm kind of working, trying to get everything polished, you know.
Yeah, I hear that, man. So much, yeah. This is the time of the year, every year, where my wife is like, hey, see you in about 3 weeks. So last year, we had a podcast episode, a preview, if you will, of VMworld 2017, and we had Duncan come on and talk to us. And so I thought, hey, well, we should just make that a thing every year. So coming back for the 2018 VMworld preview is Mr. Duncan Eppen. Duncan, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
So you all ready? I mean, are you like John and I, where you're still just working like a dog at the end? Are you completely done?
Come on, you should know me better. I'm completely done. I was completely done 2 weeks ago when the deadline was actually there. So I knew I was going to go on a three-week holiday or 3.5 weeks holiday. So I had most of my sessions already prepared way before the deadline. It was just a matter of my co-speakers to complete the work and then, you know, needed to be submitted. But that's it.
I'll give it to you, Duncan. I had a couple of weeks back, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, when the initial collection of sessions were given, and I'm one of the reviewers for a ton of sessions, and one of them was yours and Cormac's, and that was the very first one I looked at, and it was like done. I was able to approve it right away, and then like the next 10 in a row were like placeholder slide, empty template, but like nothing yet. So I'll give it to you that. Yeah, you definitely got your stuff going, but I wonder if you would have been as prepared had you not had that big vacation planned.
To be honest, I'm always pretty well prepared for these types of things. I don't like to do things at the last minute. You know, I also like to do a couple of dry runs just so I know, you know, which slide is coming and when.
Oh, yeah.
I know the content fairly well because some of the decks are new. So in most cases, my decks are done, you know, weeks before the deadline usually. And, you know, at a minimum, 3 to 4 weeks before the event. And the funny thing is that, you know, last year my manager was telling me as well, hey, you're going to go on this holiday. You're going to be out for 3 weeks. You need to make sure that your sessions are in, you know, on this particular date. And like, dude, I'm already done. I've submitted my sessions. And then you find out that he submits his sessions literally 2 days before the event. So I'm like, yeah, next year, don't ask me anything. Just assume the work is being done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's awesome because that actually transitions me into the very first thing I wanted to talk about today, which is for those that are coming to VMworld, whether it's the first time as an attendee or maybe even since you brought it up, those that are coming and they're speaking for the first time. Why don't we start with that? So folks that are attending VMworld, even if you've attended before, if this is your first time or if you're new to public speaking and you plan to be speaking at VMworld, what kind of tips do you have for folks like that?
Well, I would say that my very first tip probably is that, you know, VMworld probably shouldn't be your first public speaking engagement.
Yeah.
It's already too late, you know, to tell the people that now have it scheduled as the first public speaking engagement. But for those that are listening and considering submitting a session next year, make sure you've done it a couple of times at the VMUG because that will make it a lot easier when you go up on stage. Because, you know, the risk at VMworld is always that you're going to end up in a room with 600-700 people, maybe even more. You know, they have rooms with 1,000 or 1,200 people.
Yep.
And if your session is popular, you know, and I had one of those sessions a long time ago, it literally went from 150 to 250 to 400 to 700 in the end. And, you know, that can be kind of scary when it's your first time. And I guess that also is where the second tip comes into play, is make sure that you know your slides well. You don't need to over-prepare it, so don't, you know, do 1,000 dry runs or even, you know, 20 for that matter. But, you know, do a dry run 3 or 4 times, make sure you know the story for every particular slide, and it's useful to understand which slide is coming and when as well, because that way, you know, you can already start talking about a particular slide before the slide pops up, so you have a more natural
transition.
From one slide to the other. I think that is a major thing. The other thing I would recommend people: don't be the guy that hangs out at the bar way too long and then realizes he has a session at 8 in the morning. Don't be that person. I've seen some fuzzy eyes early in the morning. But you know, my recommendation definitely is, you know, make sure you go to bed on time.
Yep.
Get some rest. Drink a lot of water, especially when you do a lot of talking. You know, drinking is going to be important.
Yeah.
And you know, just have fun. Go out and have fun, because you know, in the end, although it's still work for us, right? For everyone that's speaking, it's going to be work. But make sure you enjoy it as well. Have fun.
Well, I like that.
It's funny you mentioned about make sure you drink some water, because you're going to be doing a lot of speaking. Even when you're not necessarily speaking on stage, you're talking to people at booths, you know, in the hallways, catching up with people. And yeah, that's actually one of the reasons why I'm not going to go out to some late party the night before an 8 a.m. session, is because I'm going to end up yelling at people and lose my voice. So be prepared for a lot of networking.
Yeah, I want to touch on that. I want to touch on that one you said earlier, because I think that's really important. You said to speak, do the presentation if you have the opportunity at either a local VMUG or even to a customer presentation. I think that's really important. That's actually helped me, because many times I'll present slides and then I'll get feedback, or I'll have a conversation with somebody after the session, and they'll bring up some awesome insight or maybe a customer story that eventually gets built in and gets added to my session. So it's never good to, you know, present this for the very first time at VMworld. If you've run it a couple of times, you sort of work the kinks out, and you get a really good feel for what you want to say. So hopefully that part is all done, since VMworld is next week. But for those of you that are listening to this that might be speaking in the future, yeah, make sure you do this multiple times. Don't kill it, like Duncan said. Don't do 20 dry runs where you're just going through the motions. But make sure that you understand the content enough to speak to it. Communicate to the audience, not to the slides. That's another one. Don't spend the entire time, you know, staring at your laptop. You know, get there, be engaging, ask questions, get the audience involved, and then I think you'll have a great session. All right, for those of you that are attending, whether it's your first time or your first couple of times, we will provide a full list of all the different activities that are there, from the welcoming reception that's sponsored by Veeam, all the way down to the different parties, the hall crawl, and then the big event at the end. So we'll get you links to all the different sessions that are out there. But John or Duncan, I'm curious, what are some of the key things that you might want to share to somebody that's coming to VMworld?
So one thing I see a lot of people complain on Twitter, especially, that, oh my gosh, all the sessions I wanted are full. And just one thing to keep in mind is that, yes, back when I was a customer, I would, you know, stay up, you know, the night that they would unlock the sessions that you could register. And that's good and all. But even if a session is booked out, you can still go wait in the overflow line. And in most cases, you're still going to get in. You might not get the front row, you know, you might not be within, you know, spitting distance of the stage or anything, but you know, if there's going to be watermelons exploding on stage, it's probably a good thing. I still want to do a Gallagher bit in one of our sessions, but anyways, the other thing also to note is not all of the sessions are revealed, you know, in months in advance. So like, for instance, one of our sessions was just revealed last week that you and I are doing, Pete, and there will be sessions that during the keynote, immediately following the keynote, they'll be announced and they'll be unlocked. So there's kind of a stage release. And so go back and look at the session bookings again, and don't get, you know, all down in the dumps if you can't get into that one session in the registration system, because you may just be able to show up.
Yep. Yeah, the What's New for vSAN session, the one that you and I are doing, that's definitely an example of that. I was like, why are they not plugging this in the beginning? All the vSAN folks are going to want to know what's new with vSAN. But yeah, it got embargoed, you know, until like about a week ago. So yeah, if you want to hear what's going on with the vSAN, then be sure to check out that session with John and I.
Yeah, and that was the funny thing, to be honest. I was looking at the agenda and I noticed that there were a couple of sessions missing, but at the same time, there were a whole bunch of sessions listed on the website that had to do with R&D projects. So yep. I was kind of surprised, you know, something about what's new for vSAN is missing. But at the same time, we are revealing that we were working on a brand new Edge project, for instance. It kind of threw me off. So I was wondering, you know, are some sessions actually missing, like the what's new? Or didn't they make it to VMworld? So yeah, indeed, go over the agenda every once in a while and see if anything new pops up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another thing I'm excited about, I don't know if you guys read, but obviously the general sessions are always, you know, they're exciting. There's a lot of new visionary conversations. You know, Pat Gelsinger gets up there. They usually have some really good speakers. This year, I'm really excited about one of the speakers. On Tuesday, they're going to have Malala Yousafzai. Now she's the woman in Pakistan that was fighting for women's education, and she actually got shot by the Taliban and went on to do great things. And she's got this whole movement. She actually the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner. So yeah, I'm really excited to see what she has to say. I think that's going to be a great session. That's on Tuesday. So definitely looking forward to that. What are you guys looking forward to?
Well, for me, that's definitely one of the sessions I'm interested in seeing as well. We've seen, you know, not the same, but similar types of sessions at Radio, the R&D conference, where they typically have speakers from outside of VMware, have got nothing to do with the technology that we are working on, but just bring an outsider perspective on something that's completely different, yeah. Which, you know, hopefully triggers some form of innovation or, you know, other types of thinking. And that's always, in my opinion, that's always interesting. If you look at the sessions, that I've already created a long list of my top picks, at least for VMworld. But, yep. There are a couple of sessions which I think are really interesting. Of course, my own sessions, those are going to be brilliant. But I'm kidding, of course. The sessions that I would be really interested in, and I'm hoping I'm going to get in, one of them is called Project Fractal. And it's about a edge computing project that has been going on within VMware for a while. I think it's Kit Colbert and his team that's working on that. For those who don't know, Kit is the guy that actually worked on vMotion, Storage vMotion, and name it, for the longest time. Yep. So he's a smart guy, now the CTO for the Cloud Platform Business Unit. And he's not speaking on that session. It's going to be Dennis Loon and one of the engineers. I think that one is going to be interesting. And then there's one for vSAN, which is a deployment topology and availability deep dive by Pordy O'Riordan and Monsi Shia. I know both of the speakers. Pordy is part of my team.
Yep.
And Monsi is one of the engineers for vSAN, one of the lead engineers for vSAN. Very smart woman, always very impressive to listen to her talk. So that one is going to be interesting. And then there's a bunch of, you know, vSAN related sessions where we know some of the futures are going to be revealed. I think Christos is doing one on data lifecycle management. Christian Dickman is doing one. And then I think there's one by Michael and Shoban, and they are doing something around vSAN data protection in that space. So those are also typically the ones that I would at least tend to visit. I think I had one more that was, there's one more that I thought was interesting. It's by two Dutch guys, Maarten Wiggers and Frank Denman. And they are talking about declarative compute control plane. And this is a new project that's happening within VMware as well. It's going to be a tech preview. So they are basically going to talk about what may potentially be released in the upcoming 6 to 12 to 18 months, whatever it ends up being. That's one of those sessions that that always has my interest.
Oh yeah, Frank was teasing with us that one last week, so I'll definitely be leaving links to all your session suggestions on the show notes of the podcast. John, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
I was gonna say a lot of the same ones as Duncan. Yeah, some of these people have always been my go-to for some of these niche things, and Fractal as well as the declarative compute were some things I got an early look at Radio, and it's exciting to see where that's going. In general, I always try to make sure that I don't overload myself in one area, so. I mean, make sure to kind of, I encourage people, I guess, kind of to break out. I'll go to at least one EUC session, see what they're up to in that, you know, area of the world.
Yep.
But one session that's actually I'm doing with our core storage team, Jason Massey's, that I'm really excited about is Unmap, which is kind of this technology that's been around for 8 or 9 years, you know, one form or another. But there's always been lots of, you know, quirks in the implementation and things like that. And so that's actually what's been taking up a lot of my free time the past couple of weeks, is digging into the unique elements of space reclamation, which has always been something that people want, but it has always been historically kind of painful for one reason or another to implement.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we belong to the storage and availability business unit. We call it SABU. And there's a lot of stuff going on at SABU. Like I mentioned earlier, John and I are going to be at the HCI zone, is what they call it. That's in the Solutions Exchange. We're going to be doing a lot of podcasts there. We got some really cool people lined up for that. And we're going to be giving away some good stuff as well. If you're a podcast listener, stay tuned. We're definitely going to have some swag. And we're also going to have some, I don't even know, I'm going to tease this slightly, but we're going to have some pretty nice giveaways that you're going to have to be paying attention if you want to get a piece of it. So stay tuned for that, and just keep listening to John and I on the podcast as well as Twitter. If you're at VMworld, we're gonna try and thank you for your listenership. But we did have an opportunity to talk to one of our bosses, Lee Caswell, to get a feel for what's going to be happening with the storage and availability business unit at VMworld, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, you can almost feel the frenzy like building up from a couple of weeks back, right? As everyone gets ready for all of the rich stuff, it's going to be the best VMworld ever for HCI and for vSAN. So here's what's happening: we have over 61 different breakout sessions, 6 quick talks, 2 customer panels, and of course, don't miss the VMware showcase session, which is dedicated to vSAN. We were just so excited about just the wealth of stuff we're bringing out this year.
What's the showcase session? Oh, is that that's the big one, right?
HCI 3728 AU.
There you go. Right. So here's what's interesting. Right, is these sessions, right, they kind of fall between the what's happening on the big stage, if you will, right, and then down at the technical product level. This one, which is led by Yan Bing and John Gilmartin. So we got the two GMs of the SABU, or Storage and Availability Business Unit, and our Integrated Systems Business Unit, responsible for VCF. We're doing a joint session this year, just showing how what is happening beyond HCI, it's called. And when you think about beyond HCI, this is important because I think of a lot of people started off thinking HCI was kind of like AM radio, right? It's like, it's just, storage and compute. But what's happened is over the last year, right, you're watching Gartner expand the definition to include networking and management, right? And consumed either on-prem as appliances or software or as a service in the public cloud. So what we're seeing is that HCI is like a tremendous Borg, right? It's the IMAX view, if you will, now, where we're just expanding all of this new rich functionality. We've got some great new things to be talking about as futures in part of the session. So don't miss it to come and listen what's next for vSAN, HCI, and even for our appliance partners, including VxRail.
I like it. Yeah, we'll be there for that one. So Lee, aside from all the sessions, I know we have the HCI booth as well, the HCI zone, if you will. John and I are going to be there podcasting. And so folks that are listening can come by and chat with us there. What else for SABU? I know there's more going on. What else is going on with SABU?
Yeah, if you take the HCI zone, which last year was at the very back of the show floor, this year it's right up against the VMworld booth. And what we're showing here is new ways to take the digital foundation. And the digital foundation is, of course, all of VMware's rich software capabilities and how HCI is a fundamental building block of this digital foundation. So we're going to be showing new apps, so high-performance database apps. We're going to be showing containerized instances for edge computing, new NoSQL applications.
Yeah.
And some interesting new hardware technologies as well. Intel's always a strong partner of ours. It's here showing the latest CPUs and the latest memory technology. So really great opportunity to come in and see at the HCI zone. But it would be remiss of me if I didn't mention the hit element of the entire event, which tends to be the vSAN party, or as we call it, the vSAN Customer Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's coming up on Monday, so don't miss it.
That's right. That's right. So that's on Monday, the vSAN Appreciation Party?
Yeah, Monday evenings, right? So Monday evening, and then the spotlight sessions happen the next day. So, for people who pry their eyes open, it's that next morning. We'll have the spotlight sessions with Yan Bing, John Gilmartin, and a surprise VCF customer on stage as well, showing the integration of these new technologies.
Very cool. Funny story about the vSAN party last year. I remember walking through the entrance of the vSAN party, and it was crazy because it's a small room. So you're going to want to reach out and get a ticket quickly if you haven't already. But there was a line of people trying to get in like it was some major event. And I saw even VMware employees were like, Pete, come here. And I'm like, I have no control of the list. And they're like, let us in. I'm like, I can't help. So if you're in that boat, if you're thinking about going to that vSAN party, I think it's like 700 people max, which for a big VMworld party is not so big. So be sure to reach out to your sales rep and see if you can get on that list.
Yeah, that deck outside on the foundation room, you just got an amazing view. It's a nice place to just sit and relax.
Agreed.
Yeah, we got some great pictures last year of customers, partners, all enjoying the view, and great night. We've got a good band this year. It's a 9-piece band, so should be really fun to bring everybody together and talk about what's happening in the industry, because wherever you are, whatever you're doing, HCI is going to be a part of it.
Yeah, so that's Lee Caswell. Lee's awesome, man. He's a super excited guy. And he's right about that vSAN party. I think it's going to be fun. That's on, as he said, Monday night. So looking forward to seeing folks there. Duncan, you going to be heading out to that?
Yeah, I actually have three or four parties planned, or at least invites to four different parties on Monday evening. I think it's a crazy evening. Of course, the HCI/vSAN party is going to be good. I think that one is... has been really, it's been a lot of fun over the last couple of years. I still recall people stage diving a couple of years ago, so that one was crazy. But there's a couple of other ones that I found interesting. I don't know if you guys saw the announcement, but Rubrik has a party on Monday evening as well.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, they managed to get the roots and run DMC. as the bands or the performing acts playing at their party. They're organizing it together with Nutanix, Amazon, AWS, and with Pure Storage. So that one is probably going to be it's going to be packed for sure. I also think that the Cohesity party is Monday evening. I've already heard some rumors about who the act is, and I can tell you it's another crazy one. It's not something that you would expect at VMworld, and especially not at a vendor party. But
it's going to happen.
I haven't seen it announced yet, so I'm not going to mention who it is, but that one is nuts. And I think there's like 3 or 4, maybe 5 different vendor parties that evening. I believe Zerto is doing something, and there's a couple of others. So there's plenty of parties on Monday evening, I can tell you that.
Oh yeah, Monday's going to be busy for sure. And John, when do you have that 8 a.m. session?
I'm pretty sure, I think I may have double 8 a.m.s. I think I might have Tuesday and Thursday. So it's
So you'll be tucked in bed nice and early then.
You know, I'm going to be in Vegas for 9 days, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm actually tacking on a vacation with my wife for some insane reason who wants to go to Vegas, so at the end, so I'm going to be there a while.
Yeah, one party I'm definitely going to swing by is the Veeam party. That's on Tuesday night, but mainly because the Vanguards are there, and there are a bunch of really smart guys over there, and I actually like to talk to those guys, so I'm going to head out there for a little bit, say hi to Michael Cade and Spiteri and all those guys. I won't be there long, but I'm definitely going to make a point to say hi to the Veeam Vanguard team over there.
I think the party is at the Omnia nightclub. I have the invite somewhere in my inbox.
Omnia is arguably the best nightclub in Vegas.
Omnia, like, that's right, yeah.
The Omnia, where I think that's a $15 million lighting rig or something obnoxious. So
yeah, that's crazy.
Well, we're talking about parties. Of course, there's the VMworld Fest this year, and I think that one is also going to be interesting because it's slightly different than what VMware has done so far. Instead of having one big venue, we now apparently have multiple smaller venues with different bands playing and a lot of food trucks and all sorts of activities. So I'm not sure what to expect fully yet, but that one, it sounds interesting. So hopefully it will be good.
There's supposed to be 4 unique environments: tropical, desert, jungle, and aquatic.
Wow.
That sounds interesting.
There's going to be a Prince cover band, DJ Chris Klaus, jazz dueling pianos, and then the Royal Machines is the main headliner.
Yeah, the Royal Machines are, I think, Dave Navarro's band, right? So that one is also a cover band. The interesting thing with them is that every once in a while they bring up on stage various vocalists. So they have different singers, and every once in a while they bring up some really cool guys. So that could be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun figuring out who they are bringing to the event.
Yeah, rumor has it they're going to be bringing David Grohl. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, dude, if that happens, then people may want to move over as soon as they start playing a Foo Fighters song or a Nirvana song.
That's right. That is right. Awesome. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. That's definitely better than, I think, the big party that they have at the end where there's just everybody in this big room. And it's, I think, 4 different theme rooms. That actually sounds pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Well, to be honest, I like the bigger parties as well. It kind of depends who the artist is that is playing. In the past, we had bands like The Killers, for instance. I mean, that was an awesome show.
Killers is good. Who did we have last year in Barcelona? They were really good. Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs, dude. Yeah. Come on.
They were awesome. The only person I couldn't find that night was Duncan, though. He literally was like way up front for those guys.
Yeah, it was me and a bunch of other guys that were clearly having a lot of fun. And I don't think everyone fully appreciated the mosh pit, but it is what it is. Those things happen at VMworld.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. All right. Well, yeah, there's a lot more than that to do at VMworld. My goodness. The list that I'm staring at is like, I'd say about 30 rows, all the way from the Vodgeball, which is a big charity event for Wounded Warrior, which is an awesome charity, through the Hall Crawl, the seventh inning stretch. I mean, there's so many different parties. How could I forget the hackathon? The hackathon is going to be a great success there. They still doing spouse activities. I will send a link to all the different activities if you haven't seen it already. Be sure to sign up for these different events, because that's the one thing if we're going to end on a tip, this would be my tip. It's 4 days that just goes by like a blink, and you try to spit in everything and it just doesn't happen. So take some time to look at all the different things that you want to see and go to and people that you want to talk to and make it happen, because before you know it, it's going to be Thursday. You'll be on a plane and you'll wish that you were able to do something fun that you missed. So make sure you plan ahead.
Oh, one last thing. Opening acts on Sunday also. So if you arrive early and you're not going to any of the Partner Day stuff or TAM Day stuff on Sunday, there's opening acts you can go to, and then there'll be VM Underground that night.
Ah, what is opening act though?
Opening acts, it's a series of panels. It's a community run kind of afternoon of panels, beer. The V Brisket guys generally show up and serve some brisket.
Nice. Oh, and John, how can we have a VMworld episode without talking about our favorite place for breakfast?
You know, it's going to be packed now because we keep talking about it. But yes, I'd like to give a shout out to the non-paying sponsor of Pete and I's sanity, which is Peppermills. So
good old Peppermills. Yes, that place is it's always good. The food is good. Like, I'm not even going to say it's great. The food is not great. The food is good. It's open 24 hours. But the best part is the decor, because I don't even know what to make of it. It's just, it's really unique, and that in itself is the entertainment that we go and just laugh. Like, where are we?
it's what happens if a Denny's like fell into Vegas and actually went off the deep end with, you know, Vegas design principles and yeah. I don't know, maybe a 1970s like, you know, heavy metal band music video or something.
Oh yeah, we'll see you at Peppermills for sure. All right, gentlemen, anything else before we take off and head out to VMworld?
No, I think that's it for me. Hopefully. It's going to be a fun event. There's going to be a lot of exciting announcements. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting up with a lot of people as well. I think that's always the coolest part, meeting the people that you haven't seen in, you know, 6 to 12 months. Some people you only see at VMworld. So that's probably the thing that I look forward to the most.
Oh, yeah. That's it, man. Networking. The education is great. The classes are always good. There's so much to learn. There's so many people to meet and to, there's so many different vendors to talk to. But yeah, I would say the networking is probably the most important thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to hooking up and meeting with different people that from the podcast. But like you said, just from other companies that we work with and talk to, and we really only get to see at VMworld. Definitely looking forward to meeting all of our old connections, making some new connections. And yeah, for those of you listening and going, definitely look for John and I in the Solutions Exchange at the HCI Zone, which is going to be just to the left of the VMware booth. We will be there, and we look forward to seeing you guys. John, anything else before we take off?
That's it.
All right. Well, that music tells me it's time to go. And so if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at podcast@vmware.com. You can subscribe to us on your podcast app of choice by searching Virtually Speaking Podcast. You can catch this and all episodes at vspeakingpodcast.com. A big thanks to Duncan for joining us and talking all about VMworld. We'll see you at VMworld next week. But until then, bye for now. All right, gents, let's do this. Go ahead and silence your phones, and I will cue the intro music. Here we go.
It's all right. I'll do it. Let's do this. Don, 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 dum. Intense drumming. Intense announcer guy. I hope you're coffeeed up and ready to go.
Nice.
We're going to learn today. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Virtually Speaking Podcast with Pete Fletcher and John Nicholson. As a safety reminder, kids and old people are not allowed.
Enough of this jibber jabber.